One of the main things that we are doing now is putting our customers out front. Rather, in the past, we've talked about how great Grace College is, which we are, but instead we are putting our customers as the heroes, and our job is to come along as guides and support them and show them the path. And we're making them the hero.
This is the Grace Story Podcast. Today's guest on the podcast is none other than Matt Metzger. Matt works here at Grace College and Grace Theological Seminary as our Chief Marketing Officer and the Director of the Marketing Office. In this position, he's launched many influential marketing campaigns for Grace, capitalized on our location by heading up the Outdoor Club, and has become an invaluable bridge between Grace and the community. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Drew.
In fact, you were the one that probably got this whole podcast thing started.
Probably.
However many years ago we started this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to have you, and you're no stranger to Warsaw, Winona Lake. You grew up here, right?
Right. I've lived here most of my life, a couple years in Fort Wayne, but other than that, within a 15-mile radius of this location.
Did you ever expect growing up in this area that you would be working at Grace College or any college?
No, I didn't expect it at all. I mean, that was really neat, is I wasn't really even familiar with Grace until I was in my mid-30s, and Dr. Grill stopped by in my office and introduced me to Grace.
So talk a little bit about that. How did you get introduced to Grace? How did you come to fall in love with the school?
Yes, I don't know how it initially happened, but Dr. Grill stopped by. I was a part owner of a trucking company, and he stopped down by my office, and we started talking, and I explained to him that I had gone through and done 95% of my education, and he said, and I didn't complete it. and then he talked to me about it, and I said, yeah, I was going to be a high school teacher. And he listened, and he said, Matt, we have this opportunity where you could finish up your degree at Grace College. And I thought immediately, I'm like, well, that's pretty cool, because I don't like leaving things undone. And having this opportunity to finish, it would be really cool. So he said, okay, go ahead, signed up. And a couple weeks later, I was attending classes at Grace to finish up my degree.
And so you did that. You finished your undergrad degree, and you decided you wanted more, right?
Right. Well, during that time, because he knew I liked to teach, he said, Matt, I like what I've seen with you. If you get your master's, I'll hire you to teach classes at Grace. And my eyes immediately lit up, and I said, of course. When do I start? So I started like immediately. As soon as I graduated, you know, finished my undergrad, I went in immediately to get my MBA.
So then you came to Grace then as an employee from your family's trucking company. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about like, what are the skill sets that you learn being a part owner of a trucking company that then translated into your work at Grace?
I used those marketing skills in the trucking company, but it wasn't just that. We had Metzger Outdoors also, which was we were promoters, athletic promoters of events and things like that. So I was constantly using these skills for the trucking business, and then also to promote the athletic events that we had going on. So marketing has been in my blood, whether it was distinctively called that or not. But then as I, you know, started teaching classes for Dr. Grill, marketing was my focus for what I was teaching. And then I could definitely see at that point, like, this is something that I just absolutely love and God-given skill that I have.
I think even before you were working at Grace, didn't you and the marketing team here at the time kind of come up with the like, hey, put Grace on the side of semi-trucks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking back, and I see Facebook memories come up like for 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Like, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I was marketing Grace before I even worked at Grace or even dreamt that I'd be working here. So yes.
And that was kind of I remember that. It was kind of an innovative idea. I hadn't seen other schools do it, right? To brand the side of a semi truck, which is like a billboard that drives around.
It really is. It's a 53-foot billboard, both sides and rear. And so yeah, as you're going around in our demographic, you know, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Kentucky, the trucks are driving around and they're advertising for Grace constantly. So I do think it's a good idea. Still think it's a good idea. In fact, we're still doing it right now.
Yeah, we're doing it now with Bob Bishop and mm-hmm. Bishop Farms, and especially, you know, local traffic where they're kind of just doing a lot of stuff locally. Mm-hmm. You're going to see them everywhere.
Right.
I always love when I run into it. So you began, you know, teaching at Grace, and then, you know, the opportunity to lead the marketing team comes up. What made you decide, like, this is what I think I want to do next?
Well, I knew I had, it's a longer story than we have time for right now. But I stopped working at the family trucking business. And in the meantime, I was searching for another job. I jumped off the cliff and said, please, dear God, let there be something for me. And I thought immediately, like, it was a humbling experience, but there was a time where I thought, oh, I'm good and everybody knows it. And there was a time when I, you know, went through like several months where I didn't have a job, and I was working on a house, my own house, and didn't have a job. And then this opportunity became available. And so I applied for it and talked, and a time went by and I hadn't heard back, and I kind of have given up hope on it. And then I got the call, like, would you like to come back in and let's talk about this a little bit more? I was offered the job and started at that point.
When was that? What year was that?
That was 2017.
Okay, 2017, mm-hmm. You started in the marketing office. And, you know, early on, what were some of the things that you learned and you did that you think were important in building the foundation of what you now have for mm-hmm. Your marketing?
Yeah, it was interesting, and you know this pretty well. At first, I was used to just doing what I wanted to do, saying, let's just do it, and not asking for permission or going through the right channels to get it done.
The beauty of being an owner.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I had to learn to, like, for one, justify why I wanted to do something, because I thought I knew the reason, but it was really interesting. And you know this pretty well. Like, I would have to come up with, why do you want to do this? And I would have to think, oh man, why do I want to do this? And actually then reporting to someone else was an interesting transition. So but as I grew, one of the first things I learned was that, you know, like, I need to have a well thought out reasoning for what I'm doing, and then I always have plans going in my mind and they seem good to me, but sometimes saying them out loud has made me realize, oh, not all your ideas are great. So that was one of the biggest learning things for me, honestly. And then, growing the team was neat also.
Yeah, and to me, that would be one of the foundational things you've done really well is put a team together with a diverse skill set. You know, you are kind of the ultimate creative, and your team knows that probably Matt's going to come in with 100 ideas this week, and some of them are really good, and some of them maybe not as good, and it's their job to figure out which ones are really good and which ones aren't as good. And so you've got mm-hmm. people who are really good at kind of discerning and deciding, you know, what are things that we can do and act upon. Can you think of a couple of successful kind of out there ideas that you have implemented or come up with that you've implemented for Marketing Grace? Mm-hmm.
There are things, and I say this all the time, I want us to be the leaders. So we are out front and other schools will copy us. So I prefer, you know, like, to not copy other schools or other things that they're doing. That's a thing that a lot of schools do. And I want to think, okay, how can we be out front? How can we do things different, but better? And to give an example of one of those things, a while back, we realized that we would like to give the students an opportunity to get their photo taken here while they're on campus. And we call them campus visit photo shoots. So that was one of the things that we provide even to this day, where we offer that service when a visitor comes, we take their picture, and we're really careful to get Grace Branding in the background. And then we send those pictures to them, and our hope is that they'll share it on social, they'll print it up, maybe put it in their graduation table. They'll be thinking, the more we get our Grace Branding in front of them, the more we remind them of how much fun they had on campus. I think that was something that was really a good idea that other schools haven't done, but are now copying us as far as what we can tell.
Hmm. Another one I think of is the view book. Mm-hmm. You know, there's kind of like a way that view books have always been done in higher ed, this beautiful full picture, you know, brochure, 16 page. And your whole point was, well, I think students get that, and you know, they look at it at the college fair or when the admissions counselor does their visit at their school, but then they kind of toss it in the trash. And so you came up with the idea of like, could we embed a view book in the middle of a notebook? So now it's a notebook that, you know, you're going to use, or maybe you throw it on your desk in your room, or you put it in your locker at school, but you pick it up every once in a while and, oh, hey, I'm going to use this to take notes in a class, or, you know, whatever it may be. And so that means they're looking at it more than just one time.
Right.
And then, you know, if they get bored in class or study hall or whatever, they're hopefully flipping through the middle and looking at all the pictures and information and considering applying to Grace.
Right. Absolutely. The more our brand is in front of them, the more of an affinity they have for our school, whether they realize it or not. So, yes, that is absolutely true. And we have QR codes on each of the pages. So like you said, if they get bored and they happen to have their phone with them, they can scan it. It'll pop open our website or whatever. So yeah, thanks.
More recently, in our Fall Grace Story magazine, we featured the rebrand that your team just led over the last really 18 months at this point. And you're still implementing in many ways. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the rebranding process, the planning and the process that your team went through in updating Grace's logo, language, website, all of it.
Yes. It was an exciting time. I don't want to go through it anytime soon again, but it is a quite a process, and it's really exciting to see it develop and have a good product where we can go ahead and promote Grace in a better way. So I loved, I mean, overall, I was super happy about the opportunity to be able to go through and then convince, well, first we had to do internally convince people that it was a good idea and show them the benefits of this rebrand and then a greater, you know, expansion beyond our local community.
So what did you start with? What did you begin with?
Okay. To begin with, we wanted to make sure we had something that usually when there's a rebrand, there's a, like for instance, the logo that we have right here. We wanted to have something that was familiar and it wasn't so different that it would cause some people to have whiplash. So we thought about this and thought, okay, what can we do? This G is familiar. This is our athletic G. Then we wanted to have something that could to demonstrate to people that we're a growing, thriving school. That's one of the things that rebrand does. So the process was to come up with a logo that we could live with, and then also a brand platform where we could go through and it clearly talks about what Grace College is, and then spell that out to you and then others, leaders among campus. And we started, that was our process at first. And well, it was more than that. With it started with the team and then went to you, to the board members, and then leaders across campus.
Well, and you kind of did listening sessions with prospective students, current students, faculty, staff, went through a story brand process using Donald Miller to then even invite more feedback from campus, or really like just a ton of feedback and data. And then kind of your team huddled, right?
Correct.
And sort of became more of a thing amongst the marketing team where you tested ideas. I think you were meeting biweekly at some points and even pitching ideas to one another and really refining what the brand may be. And then you kind of came back out and shared with all of us, here's our ideas and thoughts, and tweaked it. But at that point, it was pretty well along. Right. What are some of the significant changes in the brand and the logos from what it has been before?
Okay. Well, you said that whole process much better than I, so I wish I could be as articulate as you there. But some of the things, like you mentioned, the biggest change was the transitioning from a logo that we had had for 20 plus years, you know, and it was becoming stale, in my opinion, you know. So the new logo was something that really said, okay, there's something new, something exciting. There's what's happening at Grace. People around the community and students and others have said, wow, we have seen something happening at Grace. And this is just a tiny little indicator of what's happening, bubbling below the surface with all the other things that are going around campus right now with exciting things.
So, you know, one of the things with the logo is you kind of decided to take two logos. You know, we've always been known as kind of Grace College and Seminary. And now we're referring to ourselves more as Grace College and Grace Theological Seminary, with two logos that look very similar in some ways, but have some distinct differences.
Right.
Why do that, and what are some of the differences?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some confusion. Sometimes students would see Grace College and Theological Seminary and think we were a Bible school. So we wanted to help.
Which we are, but.
Right.
And, yes, you know.
Correct, correct. So we wanted to be able to have clearly show that we are connected and we are very much working together as a team, but then have Grace Theological Seminary as one distinctive and Grace College as another distinctive, but united through the brand. You know, so if you look at them, you
see. Same vision, yes. Same mission. Mm-hmm. Expressed with two different logos.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some of the differences in the logos?
The words, basically. There's not a between the logos. They are very much similar. That was intentional.
Same font. Mm-hmm. One says Grace College. One says Grace Theological Seminary. And then kind of the emblem part on Grace College has like the athletic logo that we've had for maybe 5-6 years and mm-hmm. has really resonated well.
Right.
And then on the seminary side, mm-hmm. they use, you know, a version of our shield, our institutional mm-hmm. shield, which mm-hmm. I think we've had since.
Right. And we modified that one and made it a little bit cleaner, you know, that so it's easier to read, because a lot of times when it's printed on a shirt or something like that, it was so tiny, one couldn't even tell what was in there. So yeah, we did minor modifications to the seminary shield.
So you've got the logo changes, but then also you mentioned brand platform. Like what mm-hmm. is a brand platform?
Yeah. The brand platform is basically the framework from which all of our messaging is built from. So if you think about it, like you're building a house or something like that, the framework is the studs on the outside. And then our job is to add the siding, the drywall, the paint, the things like that. But that is what everything is built off of. You know, all of our messaging starts with that.
So it's the website, it's the language, mm-hmm. it's what colors do we use, where, when, all mm-hmm. of those specificities.
One of the main things that we are doing now is putting our customers out front. Rather, in the past, we've talked about how great Grace College is, which we are. But instead, we are putting our customers as the heroes. And our job is to come along as guides and support them and show them the path. And we're making them the hero.
So Ways of Grace, which was, mm-hmm. What would you call that? Our slogan mm-hmm. of our previous mm-hmm. brand was right. more us-centric. Mm-hmm. Ways of Grace was talking about grace and the ways that grace comes along students. Mm-hmm. And now we talk about created for more. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about created for more, we're talking about our students primarily, mm-hmm. that they are created for more,
right.
which that has really resonated, that yeah. slogan, created for more. Where does it come from?
Well, it was, first of all, as you said, we talked with our team for a lot. We looked at other school slogans because we didn't want, like I said, I didn't want to copy somebody or something that they've already talked about. But we also wanted to go a little bit deeper. The created speaks to us having a creator. And we really, that's important to us as a school. We want people to say, yeah, they're a Christian school, and they know that they have a creator. So that was really important for us, and we felt like that was more. And more, something we believe that each one of us was created for more. You know, we are capable of far more than we're able to do.
I love that it comes from, you know, some very specific and meaningful verses in Scripture, and your team did such a great job of expressing that, you know. Ephesians 2:10, which is one of our institutional verses, that, you know, we're created in Christ Jesus for the good works that he has prepared for us to do. Mm-hmm. And then the next chapter talks about, you know, that God has immeasurably more for us than we could ever hope or imagine. Mm-hmm. And your team sort of taking those verses, because the Bible being so central to everything we do, mm-hmm. we talk about applying biblical values in our mission. Mm-hmm. One of our core values is live God's word. And so even in our slogan, we're utilizing key parts of our mission and values to create a slogan that mm-hmm. says, you are created for more. And like you said, we want to be the guides with the mentors mm-hmm. who come alongside, whether it's in the classroom or on the athletic field or in the residence hall or as a student worker in the marketing office to guide you towards what God has
right.
for you. Speaking of student workers in the marketing office, like how many students do you have working as a part of your team.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. I thought about this just recently. When I started, there were myself and two other people, and now we have 30 people total, with full-time and part-time, 20 of them being students. So we have 20 student workers in our office
now. And one of the things that has really, you know, caused that increase in student workers is Grace Solutions, mm-hmm. LLC, a limited liability corporation, a for-profit entity
right.
that we've launched here in the last year at Grace. And our first sort of division of Grace Solutions has been within the marketing office. What is Grace Solutions, and, you know, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, we saw the need. You know, schools are dependent pretty much on tuition or student enrollment. And with it, that's fine, but then could we have other sources of income coming in so we're not strictly dependent on that? And so what we said, we pitched the idea to you and others. We're like, okay, we need to provide something that's beneficial to Grace College. It's beneficial to the business that we're helping out, and it's beneficial to the student. And it's beneficial to the student, and they are really excited about this because in the past, they could have, when they go to apply for a job, the employer will say, okay, what kind of experience did they have? And they were like, well, I don't have any experience because I've been in school the whole time. I've got a great education, but I don't have tangible experience. Now with this Grace Solutions, they have tangible evidence that they can say, I had a great experience. I had great professors here at Grace College. I learned a lot, but not only did I learn a lot, I did it.
And you applied it.
Yeah. Here are some examples that I worked with this company and this company and this company, and you can show the work that they've done. So they are going to have a huge leg up on other students from other schools. So they're excited. They're coming to us now and saying, hey, we want to be part of this.
So you've got students who are getting real world experience. Mm-hmm. You have companies that are in need of marketing services. And so the students under the direction of your full-time staff will provide those services. Grace College is allowed to make some profit then, mm-hmm. Because obviously we charge for those right. services. Mm-hmm. And often the company is getting, you know, at least a bit of a discount, and yet we think a superior product because we're utilizing students mm-hmm. to do the work.
Yeah, we've talked to a couple companies just this week alone. And that's one of the things that one of their concerns is that students are like, well, the students come and go, right? And so, no, that was initially a problem we had to work through, but our students are hired year round. So we don't have the turnover that they might expect.
Quite the turnover. And yeah, mm-hmm. they're working under somebody who's full time
right.
and more stable.
Yeah, and nothing goes out without being the oversight of our professionals. They are under the professional guidance of someone. So the end use, the company gets a perfect product.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Matt, for sharing so much about kind of your story, how you got here to Grace, the good work that you've done to really boost our marketing efforts, which, you know, we've seen in enrollment growth. And you work so closely with our enrollment teams here at Grace. And we've seen just in the clarity of who we are and where we're going. But I got to ask you one last question, because you're just a passionate guy. What do you love most about your job and working at Grace?
Well, the team. I mean, the team, the immediate team, and then just the people across campus. We have the blessing of being able to work with every department, every group on campus. There are not many other, besides from maybe your job, there are not many other teams that work there. We work with everybody on campus. You can't go to any department without saying, oh yeah, marketing had worked with us in some way or another. So I do love that. Love people. The more people I can say hi to, and we're friends. I consider them friends after talking to them for the first 10 minutes. but that is my vibe. And serving, and then just being able to live out, be a light. You know, I really want Grace and myself to be light. So when other people look at us, they say, wow, you're a reflection of Jesus. And that's really, have that opportunity every single day. So sweet.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the ways that you do that through your work here at Grace, both in the marketing team and in the ways you engage students outside of even, you know, your day job. Really appreciate that. Thanks to everyone for listening today to the Grace Story podcast. And thanks, of course, to our marketing team, who Matt now has to go get them to produce this podcast and get it put up everywhere and make sure people see it and like it and comment and subscribe. And if you can help us do that, we'd be so appreciative. If you've got comments or questions you'd like to share, please reach out to us at podcast@grace.edu. Until next time, live your best Grace Story today.